see something that you have never seen before.
Let's go. I got a vision I see in my head, a melody buried deep into my soul.
Greatness. A pursuit built on countless hours in the shadows. Earned under the bright lights on the world's grandest stage.
This is where legends are born. We paving the road, a future that favors the bold.
For over three decades, the Octagon has been a proving ground devoid of safe haven.
We on a new elevation. We came here to shatter the mold.
But bathed in triumph and glory.
We are defiance. We are the beacons. We are the true believers.
This is a crazy sport, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God!
We have a sport with some of the best athletes in the world.
Front kick to the face!
Legends are made here.
She did it!
History is made here.
Oh, that looks good!
And in the most monumental moments. The stars shine brightest.
Something coming, I can feel it.
Leaving an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of fight fans worldwide.
Time to redefine the lens.
Oh!
So vivid I can see it.
Oh! Oh my goodness!
But that's what you're doing!
Now, a rare and illustrious milestone. And a fight card with the potential to produce the greatest event in the history of combat sports.
This is the moment we change it all!
A star-studded lineup sets the stage for a trifecta of title fights, befitting of an event of such magnitude and prestige. A fearless fighter with carnage in his wake.
Oh! Justin Gaethje,
the baddest mother effer tonight!
And a former champion.
Holloway's pouring it on.
With an unrivaled reputation for relentless aggression.
He's an absolute killer.
That's it.
Battle for the right to be known as the baddest man in the game.
Fans can expect a wild fight.
We're about to paint a violent picture, man.
The first Chinese champion.
She is a phenomenal mixed martial artist.
Oh! Zhong Weili! That's it!
Meets her compatriot.
She has real one-punch knockout power. Oh! Oh! Mr. Peng Yangshan!
In the first ever China versus China title fight.
我觉得是一个中国 MMA 最重要的一个时刻，我要拿腰带，然后我会拿出自己最好的表现给大家看。
The knockout artist who seeks to regain the title he never lost. From a Brazilian juggernaut.
Legendary in the making.
Oh! With hands of stone.
Reach out and we take it.
Para lutar no UFC 300 e vencer o Jamal Hill de qualquer maneira.
The real king is back and there will be blood.
30 years, 5 months, and 2 days since the inaugural UFC event. The time has come for the latest epic chapter in combat sports history. An unprecedented slate of competitors descend on the fight capital of the world. UFC 300. Unrivaled greatness awaits.
Do you feel that? Yeah.
On April 13th, Las Vegas will once again play host to a significant moment in combat sports history. UFC 300. Aims to celebrate a legacy of iconic events. The card brimming with champions from past, present, and future. One half of the main event is a Michigan transplant who now enjoys the high life in the fight capital of the world. Former UFC light heavyweight title holder, Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
I come from nothing. But greatness is defined on your ability to adapt to adversity. If your physical and your mental can complement each other, you can overcome anything in life.
Sweet dream. King to the fling, sweet dream.
Ultimately, everything that you want in life comes down to you grinding for it.
Representing Grand Rapids, Michigan, Jamal, Sweet Dream.
Jamal's unrelenting work ethic and will to succeed was clear and present from the very beginning of his MMA career.
Jamal Hill's young, but that kid is hungry.
On the regional scene, Hill was an unstoppable force.
Jamal Hill coming in like a wrecking ball.
The opportunity to take his career to the next level came in the city he would eventually call home.
I ultimately have always dreamed of being a UFC world champion. I got the call to be on Dana White's Contender Series in Las Vegas.
Jamal Hill, here he is with the most important eyes on him tonight.
Hill goes to the body, and that one hurt Popick. And now Hill knows it.
My message was just clear.
And Jamal Hill ground and pounds his way to the finish.
I'm here to let you know. Throw me in deep water. Let me see if I can swim.
I'm bringing this kid in. Come on, Jamal.
I've been doing the backstroke in this ever since.
Perhaps his biggest attribute has always been his confidence, but sleep-inducing strikes are not too far behind for sweet dreams.
I come to fight. I don't come to sit back, play around with you. I come to get in your face, put these hands on you, and put you to sleep.
Sweet dreams!
I'm ready to show y'all what happened when they let a lion into the doghouse.
Oh my goodness!
That's what people want to see.
Putting another opponent to sleep!
Hands being thrown and heads being knocked. And that's what I come with.
Hill has him crumbled.
Hill is attacking.
That'll do it.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
In January of 2023, Jamal Hill earned his first shot at UFC gold, heading into enemy territory to face hardened Brazilian veteran, Glover Teixeira.
I don't know if I've ever met a first-time challenger that's more calm in the face of the biggest thing that he's ever chased down in his entire life. Teixeira gets to his body right away, man. Great defense there by Jamal.
Nice knee by Hill, and now he goes upstairs with a knee. Jamal Hill measured, exceedingly accurate with all of his weapons.
Ooh! Ooh, nice shot. Another right hand by Jamal.
Oh man! That one wobbled Teixeira, now another head kick. Teixeira's on the ropes. What an uppercut!
He has shown evolution of all of his skills.
Hill with the performance of his career, and he's realizing it.
And two! I had to fight to be here. I had to fight to get this. I had to fight to just live and have a chance. Man, you can do anything if you're willing to fight for it, dog.
The road to the UFC light heavyweight title now goes through Jamal Sweet Dreams Hill.
The newly crowned champion coupled his celebrations with an ambition to defend the title he had worked so hard to achieve.
What I had envisioned was a reign of dominance. I wanted to establish what a champion truly was.
Right now, I clean out my division, cement my legacy in this division, and then go on to the next challenge.
But before I was able to really experience and feel being a champion, International Fight Week, I'm playing a basketball game with some fighters. Tragedy strikes. Sweet Dreams Nation, what's going on? I'm here with some news.
You do have some breaking news. Late last night, it was announced by Jamal Hill. He has torn his Achilles.
He ain't gonna really be able to do anything with a ruptured Achilles.
It is fixable, but you're talking about a year.
This is a serious injury that would require surgery and months of rehab.
What now for the light heavyweight division?
It's horrible.
This is bad because he is in his prime now, boom.
And
he will be vacating the title.
The show must go on. I'm not exempt from that.
The difficulty that has to be physically, emotionally, and mentally, I truly feel for him.
When news broke of the vacated title, the search was on for the next challengers to contest for the 205-pound throne. Former middleweight champion Alex Pereira was a new entrant to the light heavyweight pool. But his immediate consideration as a top contender was on trend with the fast-track nature of his career to date.
Alex Sandro Pereira!
Eu acho que a fórmula para conquistar tudo que eu conquistei em tão pouco tempo é todo o trabalho que eu venho fazendo, a minha dedicação, a minha disciplina. Eu acho que isso é o mais importante.
After conquering kickboxing as a two-division world champion,
wow.
The Brazilian transitioned his devastating striking ability into MMA.
Quando eu cheguei, muitas pessoas criticaram, falaram, pô, não vai vingar, não vai chegar.
The MMA world has officially been put on high alert.
Né? E hoje eu tô aí.
So here is Alex Pereira.
This is one of the most ferocious fighters that has ever entered into the sport.
Oh! How good is that?
His power is extraordinary. His intelligence, his ability to put shots in the gym.
Oh!
And the consequences are extreme.
Alex Pereira has done it again!
That's what I'm talking about. This man is a monster.
Just 1 year after his UFC debut, power of the man they call Poatan.
Oh, he got that left hook!
Was put into practice on the way to his first UFC title.
Down goes the champion! He'll do it! Oh, and no! Poatan has done it!
Já estava inscrito. Eu sabia que eu ia ser campeão.
The pursuit of greatness led Pereira to the light heavyweight division, looking to join an elite group of fighters who held UFC titles in two weight classes.
With Jamal Hill injured, with the title vacant, this is an amazing high-consequence fight.
After disposing of a former champion in his first appearance at 205,
big power by Pereira.
Poatan was perfectly placed for the opportunity that emerged for the vacant belt.
He has become one of the most popular fighters in the world, and tonight trying to join an elite class and become the ninth fighter in UFC history to realize a title in a second division.
Tive a chance aí de estar disputando cinturão com Giri Prochazka.
This is a very unique human being.
Muitas pessoas queriam ver essa luta.
The awkwardness of the angles that Prochazka's shots come at is so hard to prepare for.
He's got Alex backing up already.
E eu sabia que ia ser uma luta dura, e foi uma luta dura.
Great job by Yuri.
Early takedown for Prochazka.
This is not where Pereira wants to be.
Primeiro round, né, eu tentando machucar, como que eu sempre venho fazendo.
Look for Alex to get at those leg kicks.
Real problem, that kick. And he does it better than anyone in the world. Look at that.
All right, here we go, round two.
Segundo round, eu sabia que iria vir mais agressivo.
Oh! Oh, yes!
Oh, and a right hand for Prochazka, backs Pereira.
Eu sei que ele é um cara que não desiste, ele é um guerreiro. O que ele ia fazer? Vim pra cima.
Near the body for Prochazka.
Yeah, Yuri's got him hurt.
Mas como ele tava preparado pra isso, eu tinha uma surpresa pra ele e vocês viram.
That's a big right hand.
Oh! The counter from Pereira gets home! Oh, big elbows! That is gonna do it, Alex Pereira! Welcome to the history books! Wow!
Eu sabia que eu poderia fazer algo ali naquele dia.
In just his seventh UFC fight, has realized world titles in two divisions.
E foi o que eu fiz, então é algo que eu não vou esquecer nunca. Todo mundo viu que quando eu fui campeão, meio pesado, o Jamal tava ali.
Hey, I don't give a f***. Whoever it is, y'all know where the crown really is. It's right here. Bang.
Chamando atenção pra ele.
You're mad people now. You like that?
I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Especially what I just saw. Yeah, I love it.
Mas a atenção tava em mim. Eu sou o campeão, então eu que dito.
The new light heavyweight champion of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Pereira.
In November of 2023.
Oh, cannot take too many of those.
Former middleweight champion Alex Pereira.
Oh!
Became the ninth fighter in UFC history.
Oh, big elbows!
To earn belts in two divisions. When he defeated Jiří Prochazka for the vacant light heavyweight title.
An incredible rise to UFC superstardom and middleweight gold for Alex Pereira.
Depois que eu ganhei o título dos meio pesado, as pessoas me colocam como uma estrela do UFC.
Crazy to think what this man has done. This guy is now champion in two weight division. He has two of the three highest grossing pay-per-views as a headliner in Madison Square Garden history. He's beat four champions, and people love him.
And not just as a fighter, but as a human being.
While the champion enjoys the spoils of his success, he remains determined to add further accolades to his legacy.
Big news finally came. UFC 300, it has a main event. It is Alex Pereira versus Jamahal Hill.
He is violent. He is scary. Alex Pereira is the first fighter to become a champion in both the middleweight and light heavyweight divisions of the UFC.
For Alex Pereira, the confirmation of his first title defense and the headliner of a marquee event brought with it an opportunity to write the next significant chapter in his storied fighting career.
To the history books!
For former champion Jamahal Hill.
Oh, a big right hand!
Hill with the performance of his career.
The fight presents a chance to right the wrongs.
The champion that's returning for the belt that he never lost.
Of a premature end to his title reign.
Last year, I ruptured my Achilles playing basketball. I had to relinquish my belt. So with that, I focused on nothing but recovery.
Hey, yo, good work right here, though.
Under the watchful eye of the UFC Performance Institute, Hill has strived relentlessly to recover from the injury that saw him vacate the belt in 2023.
Oh, I know.
Bloody hell. It was difficult for me. The division has passed the belt around a lot. I wanted to bring stability.
Rotate around.
And ultimately, something that had nothing to do with my skill in this sport took that away from me.
Anywhere that's feeling like stiff or sore in particular?
Right on that.
So I relocated to Vegas to take advantage of the UFC Performance Institute. I sacrificed the time away from my kids, away from the place that I know to be out here to ultimately attack this challenge. It has been extremely vital in this recovery process. They pretty much went through this whole thing with me hand in hand, and it was 100% the right decision.
Good. Okay. You ready?
With this recovery, I had a lot of good people around me that kept me focused and locked in on the mission, which is my opportunity right away to get it all back.
Okay, guys, we're gonna be right here, just like this, nice and smooth, on and off the plate. And then the second exercise here, tap, and then we're driving our feet through the ground and exploding up, okay?
With his body restored.
Good, find that rhythm.
Hill is able to switch focus. To preparing for the fight to regain his title.
All right, here we go, Jamahal. Come on. Intent with each one. Think power.
The team that forged the Michigan native into a champion.
Up. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Come on. Good. Hear that ding each time.
But once again, be preparing him for battle.
Clear. Now backstepping. Backstepping.
I've been working with Jamahal since back in 2007.
You keep him flat, he's dead. He's not going to be able to move anything.
Jamal's a lot stronger minded than a lot of people think he is.
Keep going. Keep going. Cross-face him hard. Cross-face him hard and keep him flat.
He was upset, but he's back to where he needs to be. He's strong mentally, strong physically. Once he sets his mind to something, ain't nothing can stop him.
Turn the angle now. Don't be straight, turn.
Now it's just putting in the work, getting ready, getting back into fight mode, just like you would for any other camp.
Comeback is on its way, and that is the rival next fight.
I didn't see Jamahal coming in. This is really great news on a personal front for the champ.
I still feel like the champ. I still feel like the best 205er in the world. I'm 100%, I'm ready to go.
In this business, it's about taking opportunities, and both guys are hungry. They both want it.
You got the true king coming back, and he's ready to claim his throne.
Time.
In his first light heavyweight title defense against his predecessor, Alex Pereira finds himself once more in a favorable position. Being coached by a former fighter, possessing intimate knowledge of his imminent opponent.
Jan and Jiri and now Jamahal, I fought those guys. Boa, defesa primeiro.
Mas o segredo é aqui. Você pegou, ó. Eu tenho que estar aqui, ó. Se você puxar com muita força, eu vou aqui, ó. Aí eu faço aqui de novo. Aí na hora que eu pegar...
Uma coisa é você ver como os lutadores se comportam dentro do octógono.
Entendeu, Pota? Isso aí é pra puxar o cara. Se eu quiser quebrar a pegada, é aqui, ó. Pá? É aqui, ó. Aí você quebra a pegada. Quebra a pegada, ó. Aí.
Mas o Glover sentiu ali, então ele pode passar isso pra mim e eu, pô, tô sempre escutando ele.
Boa. I can see where he's tricky, where he's not, he's strong here, he's not here, so I can give him those tips. O negócio é pegar a distância e a visão, como que o cara tá fazendo, se ele não tá vindo com... That's the first round, you gotta be very careful.
Eu vou escutar o Glover e vou fazer o meu melhor ali.
I have so much confidence that he's gonna knock Jamal Hill out. Time.
The former champion perceives things from a different perspective. A victorious performance against Teixeira not only instills confidence in him.
Oh! Look at the beating Jamal Hill is putting on Glover Teixeira.
Draw out the hook.
It also fuels his motivation for a potential historic repeat as he readies himself to face the protege.
Alex was there. He was in Glover's corner. I went in and I dominated Glover for 5 rounds.
Oh, he hurt him again.
Oh, he's hurt bad. Really wobbled Teixeira, who now goes down.
So now it's his turn to come in to see if he can capitalize on that same task. And ultimately try to succeed where his teacher did not.
Poatão vai se vive meio pesado. Com certeza vai ser campeão dessa categoria. Agora faz igual você faz, ó.
O que vai acontecer no UFC 300, certeza que vai ser um show.
Pereira is one of the best strikers on earth.
Muitas pessoas estão ansiosas por essa luta.
He is truly exceptional.
But Jamal Hill, he's a savage.
Oh! Jamal Hill! Putting another opponent to sleep!
Eu tô muito animado e, pô, sair com essa vitória.
Rooted in its martial arts culture, China's significant role in contemporary MMA is realized at UFC 300, where for the first time, two athletes from the Asian nation vie for the sport's ultimate prize in the co-main event. Number one contender Yan Xiaonan will look to dethrone the strawweight queen, Zhang Weili, who is widely considered as the driving factor in the popularity of the sport in her home country.
She's got power in her strikes. She's got a complete, comprehensive, well-rounded game.
综合格斗武术就像我的生活一样，是密不可分的一部分。
She has a chance to make history here and be the first ever Chinese UFC champion.
然后已经融入到我的生活，我的血液当中了。Is
this the moment? Zhang Weili makes history.
这项运动在中国发展的比较晚，但是呢，我们现在有了冠军。 这是一个突破.
Here is Zhang Weili, the undisputed UFC strawweight champion, the first man or woman from China to realize that goal.
然后我相信未来中国的都会发展的越来越好，会有越来越多的人来加入这项运动当中来。
She understands that she represents a nation. Her position as the champion from China is so enormous.
In her last two performances, the two-time champion reclaimed...
There's the tap! And new!
...and defended the strawweight title in dominant fashion.
If she is on her game, she is the best female pom-pom fighter in the world.
With the help... ...of Las Vegas-based coach, John Wood.
That's how we close the distance. When she goes to... Yes. And when she's... Yes!
As new challenges arise with each fight, The familiar direction of Syndicate MMA's frontman ensures the champion is well prepared.
Sometimes when you have the out-of-town fighters, especially overseas, that travel and come in for camps, remembering and like having to learn to build the base back. But with Wei Li, everything's just right back into it, just like we never left.
She runs, no problem. And I'd be patient, but we just don't want to go running after her.
Nice.
Obviously, she's a champion for a reason. Her work ethic, her cardio, her discipline, and everything she does.
Woo! Nice.
Is unlike anybody else's I've ever seen. She's constantly learning, constantly evolving, and she just loves that process.
While Zhang Wei Li is lauded with the accolade of being China's inaugural UFC champion, the claim of being the first Chinese female fighter signed to the organization goes to her next challenger, Yan Xiaonan.
Right hand over the top, flurry here from Yan Xiaonan.
Wow.
China is now on the MMA map. Yan Xiaonan's got really big power in everything that she throws.
She's so ferocious. She loves fighting, and she is super aggressive.
There are some tough women in China.
Yan's recent run of success against the division's elite can be attributed to a decision to join the famed team Alpha Male under head coach, UFC Hall of Famer, Uriah Faber.
Imagine Yan Xiaonan winning this fight in her title fight. Could you imagine her versus Zhang Wei Li?
Wow.
It'd be massive.
She just looks so much more refined now than she has in the past.
First UFC title fight, Yan entrusts her preparation once again with the team that took her career to the next level.
I could see the relief in her face when she got here. I think she felt kind of like she was missing something. She actually had a talk with us and said, I feel like I'm finally gonna realize my potential and become a world champion. And it's just been hard work since then. A real championship mentality.
I think in her face, I saw an example, just like we have a kind of connection. The good thing is that we can work together, to win every fight. 我就希望菲波陪我去拿到这个冠军。
UFC 300, Yan Xiaonan looks to write a new chapter in the strawweight division against the great Zhang Wei Li.
伟大是每一个人都努力的方向。That
lady puts it all out there, her drive, her discipline. What you see from her training sessions is nothing short of terrifying.
Go. 然后我会拿出自己最好的表现给大家看。
Zhang Wei Li is so relentless, physically impressive.
She is a phenomenal mixed martial artist, and she captures the imagination of not only Chinese fans, but fans around the world. People tune in for Zhang Wei Li.
She is just all gas, no brakes. But Yan Xiaonan is a very talented fighter.
Yan Xiaonan understands the challenge that's ahead of her.
我觉得是一个中国 MMA 最重要的一个时刻。
These girls are not playing it safe. Oh my goodness.
Big shots now.
就是让世界人都认识我们中国女孩，知道我们中国 MMA 也很厉害。我会在 UFC 300表现出最强的自己，给大家奉上精彩的比赛。
Yan Xiaonan is an elite striker, and Zhang Weili is also an elite striker.
China versus China, let's go, baby.
This should be a lot of fun.
The feature bout of UFC 300 will be contested for the BMF title.
What's up, New York? How are you?
This is for the baddest in the game.
A unique iteration of the championship belt. First installed to crown the winner of a bout between all-action fan favorites Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal.
Both guys are down to fight anybody, anytime, anywhere, and that's real.
That's why it's a BMF title. We watched both of these gentlemen throughout their careers break people down when they get locked in that octagon.
As advertised, this BMF title fight.
It is now owned by a befitting lightweight superstar who embodies the violent style forever associated with this one-of-a-kind prize. Justin, the Highlight Gaethje.
No one steals the show quite like the Highlight. My ability to create damage is second to none.
Big right from Gaethje!
Right now, bitch!
Have you ever seen anything? Oh! Like Justin Gaethje!
I was born and I was bred and I was raised to do this.
Whoa! Oh my goodness.
He's the UFC's interim lightweight champion!
We are living in the wrong times, let me tell you.
Oh my God!
Me and him should have been fighting to death in a coliseum.
Win or lose, every person in attendance gets that shot of adrenaline in an instant.
He thrives in moments like this.
That's why I fight. That is a special feeling for me, and I love it.
The baddest man in the game has come a long way since his days on the wrestling mats in Northern Colorado, where Gaethje followed an all-American career with mixed martial arts pursuits. Under the guidance of Trevor Whitman.
It's all going to be on jabs, okay? Crunch hard on your jab. Make sure you relax it when you go back. And then turn over hard. Three. Two. Good work, Justin.
I walked in 2009 to Trevor's gym.
I really like how you exited. Your hand was above your shoulder.
And it's been a good relationship.
Good. Keep more weight on your right leg.
And the most important thing is his leadership, his experience. Including boxing. He's coached 25 world champions.
Don't wipe with it. Just turn elbow. Turn
it. And I can really believe that he knows what he's talking about. I trust him.
That's beautiful. Man, good.
He's the best thing that ever happened to my career, and there's no doubt about that.
Good work. Thank you. Good. I love it. That's the strength in your shot. Good.
Justin, he's a very intelligent guy.
That's good.
Especially when it comes to fight IQ.
So now get your right shoulder back and get your right foot behind you on this one.
On the hook, so.
Yeah, on the hook, so you don't have to load it. You're just whipping your shoulder back. Load it. Good. That's better, Justin.
In the beginning of his career, Justin had that goal of being the most exciting fighter.
Two hard again!
But it's his intelligence that he brings to the chaos now. That's the evolution of Justin Gaethje.
Third time! Wonderful.
Tonight, for just the second time in UFC history, the famed BMF belt is on the line. And just like Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz before them, Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje are particularly worthy of fighting for this distinction.
In July of last year, the former interim lightweight champion had the opportunity to solidify his status as the world's most exciting fighter in a BMF title fight against a former foe who sparked Gaethje's newfound calculated approach to fighting.
This is what we expected. These guys fighting in a phone booth.
Big left hand lands by Poirier. Gaethje hurt. Oh! Dustin Poirier by knockout.
Justin Gaethje has this do or die, reckless abandon approach that he has tempered with intelligence and technique. And I think the catalyst for that change was the Dustin Poirier fight. He has since then made adjustments.
Oh,
him and Trevor Whitman, these guys have been together since day one. and they are watching their athlete become a more complete version of himself.
Dustin Poirier made me reassess what I was doing in there. This time, I was in control of my thoughts and emotions.
He is a picture of focus as he tries to realize the BMF belt and even this series with Poirier at one win apiece.
I wasn't caught up in the moment. The lights weren't there. The people weren't there. And that's when I fight the best.
Poirier is going to be in his face, always trying to get at him.
Ooh! You're seeing a different Gaethje from the first fight. You're seeing a more patient, more tactical Gaethje.
Justin, this is beautiful.
Solid low kick by Gaethje.
No high, no high. Thank you, Justin Gaethje.
Final seconds of the round.
Oh, right hand by Gaethje. Great round.
Slowly bring your breath down, slowly. That is dialed in. Control chaos, baby. Great round.
Round two. Gaethje fans being heard from now, about a minute gone by round two.
Oh! Justin Gaethje head kicks Dustin Poirier into the stratosphere and wins the BMF belt.
Oh my goodness.
Two legends, two guys that are dogs. That was what we were. He cut my eye open, gave me six stitches early. Then he went to sleep.
Justin Gaethje has done it.
I think if you're looking for a BMF belt, it gave you everything you ever wanted.
The baddest mother effer tonight.
It's a crazy sport. It's unforgiving. Luck and chance are a factor, and I'm willing to roll the dice any day.
The BMF belt is unique. The UFC made something special, and the fans love it. When I give my Hall of Fame speech, this is going to be part of it. So that put me in the history books. That's why I'm here.
Justin Gaethje, ladies and gentlemen.
Challenging Gaethje for the BMF belt requires a like-minded approach to aggression. And at present, there is no contender more willing to fight fire with fire than former UFC featherweight champion, Max Holloway.
Max Holloway!
Beautiful combinations and body shot by Max Holloway.
He taps!
This kid is like a striking cyclone. It's non-stop.
Another finish for Max Holloway!
Oh my goodness!
He's one of the most explosive guys in the entire sport.
Just thinking of a fight, you know, bring a smile to my face.
Pointed to the ground. Wow. Oh, man. Just swinging wild.
The warrior from Waianae, Hawaii, has landed more strikes than any fighter in UFC history.
Holloway's pouring it on. He's melting. That's it. What a performance by Max Holloway.
His signature style of relentless pace and high volume saw him rise to the pinnacle of the 145-pound division.
Max Holloway is the undisputed UFC featherweight champion!
And earned him a reputation as one of the most fearless and skilled fighters to step foot in the octagon.
He's an absolute killer.
He's so good on his feet, but he's also just so damn tough!
I was born for this, I was made for this.
He has been too much for everyone.
He's here to leave a legacy as the greatest fighter of all time.
Holloway sending a message tonight.
I just want to prove I'm the best. I just want to fight the best guys. And if a lot of people saying this guy's the best.
Are you guys ready?
Well, I want a taste of it. I want to see what the hype is about.
Nice. Pulsing drop. That's it. Murray's leaning forward. Her front kick's gonna be there.
At UFC 300, Holloway will move up to 155 pounds to face the owner of the BMF belt. A fitting challenge for the former featherweight king.
That's it. Good. Way to mix it.
If I was born in the gladiator times, I would be a gladiator.
That's it. Good.
And last time I checked, gladiators didn't walk around with a scale asking what weight you was.
Nice, good off the pocket boxing. Beautiful.
So, I'm here.
The BMF belt brings together two guys
that you know whenever they fight, whoever they fight, they always bring it. They're always guys that come out and are crowd favorites because they bring action and always fight to finish.
Tell me a time that me or Justin had a boring fight. So what better card to be on than 300? The highlight, bless.
Time.
It's gonna be one for the history books.
Max Holloway says he always fights with Hawaii on his shoulders.
For former UFC featherweight champion Max Holloway, the vicious nature inside the octagon is balanced by a modest one outside of it.
The work that he's doing in Hawaii, helping out the less fortunate people from his home place.
The man is phenomenal.
Where the proud Hawaiian regularly gives back to his community.
This is amazing, yeah.
Knowing how the rough areas of his island home.
That's gonna do a lot of good, Max.
That's good.
Do a lot of good.
Can lead its youth astray.
Growing up in Waianae shaped me into the person I am today because I saw everything that I didn't want to be. There's a lot of bad that goes on there. I wanted to shine my light in a different way and show the future generation that if you want to be great, you can be great. I just got announced as the Hawaii Boys and Girls Health and Fitness Ambassador.
You saying best in do? Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm able to give them a gym. It's amazing.
I'm very honored that you chose to spend this time with us as we bless the beautiful space that Max Holloway and UFC has gifted to our clubhouse. Max and UFC have provided this clubhouse. It is the first UFC MMA training center ever at any Boys and Girls Clubs in the entire world.
Welcome to the new Max Holloway Fitness Center.
Him being a part of our ohana, which is family, means that he's going to inspire our kids to be all that they can be.
Who did training before? Anybody trained before? You guys all in training? You guys all know how to unpunch? Let me see. Spread out. Let me see 1-2 from everybody first. Come on.
What I learned.
One.
If you leave this world better than when you came into it.
1-2. There you go.
Then you actually made a difference.
1-2-3.
Win!
Holloway will once again carry the hopes of the community that forged him when he charges into battle at UFC 300.
You gotta warm up, you know, because we're going threes.
To face one of the hardest-hitting lightweights in the division's history and current BMF title holder, Justin Gaethje.
This man is an absolute killer.
Justin Gaethje wins the BMF belt!
Back up a little bit, yeah. Gaethje's really dangerous. He's got power in both hands. Yeah. There you go. My job right now is just trying to make Max as resilient as possible. I want 3 reps. Keep that rib and hip together, huh? Big toe down, get tall. Because no matter what happens in there, it's gonna be a war.
He's a scary dude, let's be honest. Whenever somebody fight Justin Gaethje, they don't come out looking the same for a little bit. That guy is a true BMF, bro. A kid from Waianae being able to fight for the BMF belt, I have a chance to prove myself on a card like UFC 300.
We got side lunch.
I'm excited we get to do this. Not only for Waianae, but for all of Hawaii.
Oh.
At the highest level of mixed martial arts, a fight can end in an instant. But fists fly with even more fury in bouts between BMFs. So Team Gaethje prepares accordingly for the always dangerous Max Holloway.
First UFC fighter to land 3,000 significant strikes. Max Holloway just crossed that halfway through round 2.
And he's never been dropped once.
He's 100% gonna let me fight a fight that I can fight for 100 rounds. He'd be willing to fight like this whole game.
Strung them together that time, longest combination of the fight so far for Holloway.
Max Holloway is a legend. 2012, I was just graduating college. I think I was 2 fights into my professional career.
Oh, got him again. Yeah, if I can kick his legs and make him want to do that and then counter that position.
As I wanted to become a UFC fighter, he was one of the guys I watched. And so I have a lot of respect for him.
Records continue to mount for Holloway, who joins RDA and Frankie Edgar with octagon time above 7 hours.
Nice.
Good body kick.
However, this is my job.
There it is. He switches so much.
Yeah, right there.
Hopefully I can catch him right before he moves. Honestly, right before he even chooses to leave.
And if he's dumb enough to sign up to fight me, then I'm gonna try to f*** him up.
Fighting's a dangerous thing that could happen, but man.
These guys have no idea how dangerous Max is, like we do. Max Holloway can end you pretty fast and make you look like an amateur. Justin first started, he wanted to be the most violent guy in this sport, and nothing has changed. You take his style and his athletic ability, and that's what you get. You get the BMF guy. I'll put the tie pads on him, body shields.
On April 13th.
You can have fun with that.
It's Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway, toe-to-toe, for the right to be called the baddest in the game.
We've often talked about him as being the most violent man in the most violent sport.
We're about to paint a violent picture, man.
Oh! Oh! Justin Gaethje head kicks Dustin Poirier into the stratosphere. Justin Gaethje is willing to walk through hell.
Well, welcome to hell.
You see Tianjin, I'm going to go in there, fight my fight.
Max Holloway just makes you wilt with the pressure.
Oh!
Do my thing, get my hand raised.
Oh! Holloway, one and done!
Third fight ever for the BMF belt on a historic card. No two better guys go out there and put on the show.
The BMF title bout sets the stage for strawweight champion Zhang Weili.
Oh!
She is the best female pom-pom fighter in the world.
Oh!
The throwdown with China's next great contender, Yang Zhaona, in the co-main event.
Look at how she attacks.
Oh!
She's so ferocious.
Followed by the light heavyweight championship headliner between reigning king Alex Pereira.
His power is extraordinary.
Oh! Oh, he stopped it!
And former champ Jamal Hill.
This man's a knockout artist of the highest caliber.
It's a card for the ages at UFC 300 in Las Vegas.
We are all witnesses tonight. The hottest ticket in UFC history.